Well, I think so there's no physical marks left in the square itself. And in fact, the state has made sure to make the Tiananmen Square a political representation of the nation. But the Tiananmen incident itself leaves a mark through media and various other forms. And in this presentation, I particularly point out four different modes, how it leaves marks on the memory, and especially the collective and individual memories. And those four modes, the first type, I called it the testimonial, which includes like pictures, memoirs, news reports, and all those kind of things. And the second mode is anti-monumental. It has artists' works such as Ai Weiwei and Yue Mingzhi, but also it has to do the ordinary, say, internet users who post images of the photoshopped images of things related to the first mode of the memory. And then the third mode, I call it more the somatic or bodily kinds of memories. By that I mean to use the body as a locus for remembering, not to use the Tiananmen Square itself, to dislocate the locus of the memory. So for example, Ma Jian's work, Beijing Coma, is a very good example. The hero Dai Wei became a comatose man after the Tiananmen incident, and he remained so for the rest of his life before his house was demolished. But his memory was active. So while he remembered everything, everyone else who's alive and could move did not remember. And he thought that people around him were this in comatose position or in comatose status. That's the third mode. And the last one is a curatorial space. It has a lot to do with both testimonial and anti-monumental memories as well. So I would say that this in general constitutes what I mean by post-Tiananmen memory scape. And it has a lot to do with the global flows of media as well as people.
La figure du martyr en Iran peut rendre très difficile, voire impossible, le processus de deuil pour la population, en cela qu'il est partout. Il est inscrit dans la trame urbaine des grandes villes, aussi bien que des petites. Il y a un vrai phénomène de capitale avec toute une série d'immeubles dans des rues qui représentent de différentes manières le martyr figuré, le martyr symbolique, avec des escaliers ascendants, des arbres, des portraits complètement léchés où la blessure n'apparaît pas du tout. Et d'une certaine manière, cette iconographie sur laquelle j'ai longtemps travaillé donne à voir ce qu'il y a de plus vivant chez le martyr finalement. C'est la survivance de toute la symbolique qui l'entoure.
Well, we do, when we exhibit, we do put our work to public exposure, even in a gallery, when you think about it. You know, as soon as the work gets out of the studio, it becomes public. Nevertheless, when it's in a gallery, in a private space, the work can only be seen by people who are willing to walk into that space and to see the artwork, so it doesn't impose itself to anybody. Well, when you put the work out in a public space, it all of a sudden changes its message, and the message also becomes, along with its own message, an added message is, you have to live with me. And public artworks hence change content as soon as they become available to the public.